Hello and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bugman. Figure things out. I am Some Guy.
I am the Bugman.
And today, Bugman, our show is brought to you by somebugman.com.
.com.
You can go there and find us.
Yep.
But you've already found us just now because you're listening, and we're so thankful that you're here today. And to not waste your time, let's just get right into our question. I've got a question for us this week.
Cannonball style.
Mm-hmm.
Jump in.
Yep. Could pay baths be a new industry?
Pay baths.
Mm-hmm. Now listen.
So if we had to define pay baths.
Uh-huh. How would I define
pay
baths? Okay,
yeah,
so I'm thinking like this. I'm driving past the self-service dog wash that's down the road from my house.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm thinking to myself, well, they got self-service in there, but there's also a groomer.
Yeah. Right.
So
okay.
If I can take my dog down to the groomer, and the groomer is going to give my dog a bath, then why can't I get a bath?
Yeah, that's a really good point, because for one, like, the products that the groomer is using is probably not the same products that you're like going to go to Walmart
mm-hmm.
or Target or whatever and get. She's going to have actual professional grooming products,
right?
So the pay bather
mm-hmm.
would have bath, professional, industrial strength bath products.
Yeah.
Then, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, since when have we just resigned ourselves to treating ourselves worse than we treat our dogs?
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
we can pay for the dog to go to the spa and he's going to get a bath. I want to know where my bath is at. And, you know, it doesn't even have to be like a person sitting there scrubbing you down. I mean, there are times when I don't bathe for a week and I don't want anybody scrubbing me down. You know,
gross.
So what I'm thinking is, why can't I pay for a bath like we pay for a car wash?
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
we got these whole car washes set up now where they're automatic and they just, you set your car down on a panel and it drags you along.
Yes.
You know, and the machines come by and they slap your car with the cloths and they spray it with the soap and they wash it off and they blow dry it and whatnot. And we've seen this in cartoons and stuff, but it's not a reality just yet.
Never became a reality.
Yeah. And all I'm saying is, this is America, folks.
That's right.
We're supposed to
be
at the height of innovation. We can wash our cars for a quarter. We can wash our dogs for a couple quarters. But we can't have ourselves washed for a couple quarters. And I think that's a travesty.
And I work outside, not as much as I used to, but I do have an outdoor career. And there's times where I get hot and sweaty and I need to clean up. What better than to drive all the way home and clean up than to just have a pit stop there waiting for me? I put in my two nickels or however much it costs and I'm clean and I get to go to my next stop refreshed and feeling clean.
Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking like that could be like the sort of the big business way of like if a chain wanted to set up a gas station chain or somewhere else wanted to set up these automatic people washers.
Yeah.
Then great, I can get a bath there. But then, you know, if you talk about the small business job creators, the backbone of this great nation, you could have folks just in their backyard with a pool and say, you know, you come in your swimming trunks, you come in your bathing suit, I've got a water hose and some industrial soap. We're going to get you taken care of, you know?
Yeah.
You hold the soap, I'll fire the hose, and your bath is on your way, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think like you said, the express side of it is really going to be the selling point.
Mm-hmm.
Like just it won't take long, just in and out. Because I guess in a spa, you might I've never been to a spa, so I don't. The way I understand it, you get some of that experience. You get, you know, clean and refreshed, and you get maybe a massage or something like that. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about an express lane, refreshing experience here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's the thing. Even today, you can go to the spa, and they'll give you a massage. They'll stick you in a steam room. You can swim in their pool. You know, they'll feed you and whatnot. They'll do your hair and clip your toenails and rub your feet. But nobody's giving you a bath.
Right. Yeah.
And I really think we're being denied a special privilege here.
Yeah, and I don't even know that you would have to create new things to do that. Like you had mentioned groomers. If I go get my hair cut at First Class Cuts or Sports Clips or your basic, you know, barber shop or whatever, why couldn't, after I get my hair cut, I just go to the next spot, you know, the next lane there in the store, and I get my bath and I'm out of there and I'm good and done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That sounds like a great idea. And the thing is, you could really piecemeal this thing out. You could offer a base package and then offer other packages. Like one package, you get water. And, you know, the next level up, like maybe all you need is a rinse, but the next level up will give you soap. You know? And on and on. I mean, I'm really thinking there's just an endless amount of add-ons that could be given.
Yeah, and you know, so you could also do it in like a clothes store. Like like you go in there, you could get your hair cut, bath done, and buy you a new suit, new pair of shoes, come out there. It's a makeover, like a total makeover.
And now that you say that, why isn't it mandatory that you verify you've taken a bath recently before you get to try on clothes at the JCPenney? You know, or at the Kohler or wherever you are, even at the Walmart, like these places right next to the try-on rooms, there ought to be not just a shower, but an automatic shower where you step in there and it'll just clean you off. It can verify that you're not a dirty person or that, you know, like I said, there have been times where I don't go. I go a few days without showering. And it's like,
hey,
I forgot. Yeah. I really need to shower. Yeah. I don't want to be rude. Can somebody please give me a bath at the Walmart?
Right.
And if y'all will do that, I can go try on clothes. And that way, we know we're not spreading bugs or dirt or mud or grime on other people's clothes when they're also just trying on, you know, whatever it is you try on at the Walmart, the undershirts, the socks, the underwear, all that kind of stuff.
And don't you have to shower before you get into the pool? Like if you're at the gym or the public pool or something like that, aren't you, don't they have showers there? I mean, why can't we just carry that over? That's already a thing. We're just moving it into a more necessary position.
Some assistance is all we're asking for. Just, I know I need to shower. Can I get some help, please?
Yes, exactly. You know,
your dog gets help.
Yes.
You know?
And we pay for it.
Right. I mean, you help your children. Somebody's helping your children bathe. They, you know, they help your grandparents and your parents in the old folks' home. They're going around bathing them. That's what you pay them for. It seems like everybody on this planet can get a bath except for the people who pay for it.
Yes.
You know?
Yep.
You pay for your dog, you pay for your parents, and then you can't pay for yourself, and then you have to bathe your kids too.
Yeah. And, you know, it seems to me like every once in a while, some guy in the bug man will put out a multi-million dollar idea, whether it be app or business or industry. And I think to those who are listening right now who are looking for the next get-rich-quick scheme, here it is. If I've ever heard of one, here it is.
All I'm saying is, man, the executives over at Dove and maybe even Axe – and Old Spice, and all the others, Suave or whoever it is that sells stuff at Walmart, all these companies can make money off of this idea.
Right.
Because now you've got all these showers set up all over the place that, you know, they're automatic. Or, you know, now you've got this whole industry around bathing, and you have people thinking more about cleanliness and using your product. Yes. This should be something that the soap companies are advocating for. Why is it not? Right. Why is it not?
Right. And, you know, Red Bull sponsors like BMX or in snowboarding events and all this stuff. Why can't Suave sponsor a showering event where, you know, you have the fastest shower or the most clean shower or, you know, there's all of these events that they could come up with that's only advertisement. It's only helping them out in the end.
That's right. Listen, folks, I think we got that one figured out.
Wow, we sure did. We sure did figure that out.
I think we're there. And all I want to say is if you know a dirty person, or if you're a dirty person,
right,
then sign the petition.
Yeah.
You know,
let's get it going.
You know somebody else out there that really is too lazy to bathe themselves and needs to be able to pay somebody? Look, this is a capitalistic mm-hmm. society. If you know a capitalist,
that's right.
even, share this episode with them. It would really help us right. out. And it yep. would also help them to get a paid for bath, you know?
That's right.
Listen.
That's right.
If you share this episode and they start some kind of pay bath industry, I'll pay for mm-hmm. you a bath. How about that?
Yeah, I'll we don't expect any royalties. Mm-hmm. We'll go the other way around. We'll pay for you to use it,
yep.
you know, just as a personal favor.
Share the episode, and you got a bath coming your way, folks.
What a deal.
Now, listen.
What a deal.
Listen, I want you to go on and check us out at somebugman.com, where you can find an archive of almost all of our episodes. We're getting some more of them up here pretty soon. You can find the show on Twitter, at somebugman. You can find me at Chase the Rev. Bradley, where can they find you?
You can find me at Bugman_Bradley on Twitter.
All right. Don't get dirty, folks.
Bye-bye.